Ferris State Bulldogs defeat Northwood again, 86-73, as Ferris State improves to 10-7 on the year, 8-4 in GLIAC play. The Northwood Timberwolves drop to 7-9 on the season and 4-8 in conference action. Ferris State, in terms of final statistical totals, a balanced Bulldog lineup led by junior guard Darian Gay with 19 points. He also had 6 rebounds and 5 assists. Also for Ferris State in double figures, junior forward Justin Keenan with 17 points and 6 rebounds, and it was 14 points apiece out of the starting lineup for both junior guard Matt DeHart and senior guard John Yezo with 14 points as well. DeHart, 4 of 6 from downtown. Gay, 3 of 5 beyond the arc. And senior guard Josh Young, 2 of 3 from 3-point ranges. He also had 8 points in the contest. Dante Molden and Austin Randall both had 6 points, while Lou Williams had 2 points for Ferris State in the winning effort. The Bulldogs overall shooting 48% for the ballgame. They were 9 of 20 from downtown at 45%, 15 of 18 from the free throw line at 83%. Meanwhile, the Northwood Timberwolves had 5 players reach double figures, all 5 starters in double digits, led by both Lionel Sullivan and Dorian Pierce with 14 points apiece. Chris Johnson had 13 points and 11 rebounds before fouling out of the ballgame, and it was 11 points for Andrew Van Dierendonk and 10 points for Booker Stodmeyer for the Northwood Timberwolves as they dropped to 7-9 on the year and 4-8 in conference play. Northwood shooting at 40% for the ballgame. They were 10 of 26 from beyond the arc, 13 of 21 at the free throw line. Northwood finishing with only 7 turnovers. The Bulldogs had 10. However, Ferris State owns a 45-33 rebounding edge. The Bulldogs outscoring Northwood 36-20 in the paint here in the ballgame, and Ferris State's reserves outscoring the Northwood bench by a count of 29-11. This game featured 8 lead changes. The score was tied 7 times, but in the end, Ferris State wins it 86-73 as the Bulldogs take a 5-point halftime lead and then outscore Northwood 47-39 over the final half. Rob Bentley and Sandy Golston with you. Sandy, final thoughts on this ballgame as Ferris State wins it 86-73.
I think it's just the kind of road play we've seen from the Bulldogs of late. You've seen a little bit more of it than I have, but I think really the Bulldogs came in and played, you just went over the statistics, played a really solid road game. You win the rebounding battle 45-33. You outshoot them from the field 47% to 39%, and really you didn't turn the ball over too much. You only had 10 turnovers in the game. I mean, that's phenomenal. You know, Northwood only had 7 turnovers, but relatively clean game in that standpoint from both teams. But really, the Bulldogs came in, did what they had to do. Really nice to see Darian Gay get it going, hit 3 triples, finished with 19 points to lead all scorers in the game, and we know what to expect from Justin Keenan. But you mentioned it a couple times throughout the game. Matt DeHart, I thought, really came in and really sparked this team at times with his long-range shooting. And then John Yezel had the huge dunk that really brought the crowd in the Bennett Sports Center to its feet. He also provided a nice spark as well. So good all-around team win. Wasn't just all Justin Keenan, something we talked about earlier in the season. A lot of guys stepping up and contributing. Great road stand right here for the Bulldogs to go in and come away with these kind of road wins to improve to 8-4 in conference play on this season. So really bodes well for Ferris now going back home to Jim Wink Arena. Let's see if they can keep the momentum going with the UP schools coming in this weekend.
Fourth straight road win for the Ferris State Bulldogs as they defeat Northwood here at the Bennett Sports Center 86-73, and also the 8th straight season the Bulldogs have won 10 games or more under head coach Bill Saul as they improve to 10-7 on the season. That's going to do it for Ferris State basketball coverage